And good morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. For more than 100 years, the NAACP has been the largest and most influential civil rights organization in the United States. Next month, Cornell Brooks, an activist, lawyer, and ordained minister, will be introduced to the membership of the NAACP at their annual convention in Las Vegas. Following that, he'll move into the organization's national office in Northwest Baltimore as its 18th president. Mr. Brooks has led a social justice organization in New Jersey for the last 6 years, and his lack of a national profile has some wondering whether or not he'll have what it takes to lead the historic organization. To find out what the implications of this appointment might mean to Marylanders, my guest this morning is Gerald Stansberry. He's the president of the Maryland State Conference of the NAACP, which includes 24 different local branches from around the state. Mr. Stansberry, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate your being here. So when Benjamin Jealous was appointed president back in 2008, people questioned his age. He was 35 years old. Mm-hmm. He did have something of a national profile. And I think by all accounts, his tenure as president has been considered a pretty big success. Now, Mr. Brooks is in his mid-50s. Nobody's questioning his age and wisdom, but he does have, his activity has been, not by any means on the national scale. Do you think that's going to be a problem?
Actually, I do not. I think that's a great thing. If you think back, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King started somewhere, okay, and before it became nationally known. So I'm looking forward to working with Reverend Brooks. I think that him being a minister says a lot. And then the fact that he has some lawyer experience, I always felt that Reverend King, because of his spirit and what his beliefs, which will help make him a great man. And I think this is going to be a plus for the National Association. And because of some of the issues that Reverend Brooks has taken on, especially dealing with housing foreclosures and things like that, I think that's going to be an asset to the Marylanders, because we have been working on that for some time, with Maryland being so high ranked with the foreclosures.
Still a lot of foreclosures in Maryland. Yeah.
And we have been working on that, and we've been successful in a lot of ways. I have a very strong housing chair, Carmen Johnson, and she's done a wonderful job in helping people with getting to the right place to help them with their foreclosures.
Do you have a sense of Reverend Brooks's priorities and how they will be or not be consonant with the priorities of the Maryland branches?
I think we all work together on the five game changes, which include health, economic sustainability, political action, criminal justice system. So we kind of got a mission set out for us. So somehow he's going to tie those in. I don't see that as a problem. He's already reached out to Marylanders. He's from the region. He lives in West Virginia. So that's a great thing. So I feel like we'll have more access to him. Again, so I feel like having Reverend Brooks is going to be a plus for Maryland.
In terms of national, is the fact that the national headquarters is located here in Maryland, in Baltimore, does that give the Maryland chapters any particular access that, chapters from California or the South, not have?
One advantage, I can just run over there in about 20 minutes to a half an hour,
right.
anything I need, but we are widespread and we don't take advantage of that. They're receptive to most of the branches and throughout the United States. So I think it's a plus in some ways, because if I have an issue, just like I read in the Sun paper yesterday, an issue on lead poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And right away I was able to get a hold of the national office and say, hey, look, we need to look into this, and they're going to get back with me today. So, I do have that advantage there.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Gerald Stansberry is my guest. He's the president of the Maryland State Conference of the NAACP. Let's talk about some of the other priorities. You mentioned foreclosures, a big priority for folks here in Maryland. Mr. Jealous, very involved in voting rights as well as voting turnout. There was a higher percentage of African-American electoral participation in both the last two presidential elections than ever before. In 2012, the percentage of African Americans who voted for the first time exceeded the percentage of whites who voted. Those were presidential elections that included, of course, you know, an African American candidate.
Yes. Stephanie
Rawlings Blake was elected mayor in 2011 with fewer than 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. The total turnout was 13%. It's just dismal in terms of participation. What's your take on this? We've got an election coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. How do you think the turnout's going to be, and what kind of involvement is the NAACP having in getting that vote out?
Okay, all 24 branches are working on making sure we get out the vote. We're trying to let people know that we cannot be apathetic to voting. We need to understand that voting is the way that we can really express and change things, and we need to hold those people accountable. We want people to get out and vote. So that is one of our major priorities, is to get especially African Americans involved in the political process. We want them to know what candidate to vote for, ask them questions, find out what their platform is. We want them to understand that, hey, they ought to hold those political officials accountable. We have had a lot of forums and those kind of things. Churches, they need to inform their people and get people. Don't wait for the candidates to come to them. Call the candidates into the church and say, hey, I want you to explain to us why we should vote for you. You know, a lot of times candidates will wait till election time and they'll run to the churches and want to make themselves, introduce themselves and those kind of things. But I think it should be an ongoing process. It shouldn't wait until it's election time, and then get people involved, get those churches involved into the political process.
Have you had a lot of voter registration drives and activities over these last few years?
Yes. And I just talked to our Baltimore City President Tessa Hill Austin, and they have done a tremendous job. They were at Mondawmin last week, and they took over 2,000 memberships in. In total, they have, at this particular time, got over 4,500 new registered voters. So I'm really proud of them. Tessa has had a, she's been involved with a couple of political forums, and same with Anne Arundel the county. So, you know, Prince George's County is another branch that's really pushing hard to make sure they get people out to vote. I want to see the media fooled on this one. All right, local elections are very important. We need to start at the local elections because it affects more of us than even the presidential election. So, you know, we're putting the word out. You got to get out and vote. Call your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, any relative, your friends. Say, look, we got to be excited about voting again. You know, we just can't take for granted that our vote don't count.
Of course, early voting starts this week.
That is a plus. Early voting is very important. We can get a kind of barometer from the early voting. Okay, we got to get out and we can kind of see where we are, see where we need to go. You know, I think that's really important. And it's really, and a lot of states don't have the early voting, and Maryland is on the top of the chain with that one. So, you know, I think that's going to be really great. And we're also pushing for same-day registration, but, you know, we hadn't got there yet. But that's one of the things we're also pushing for, because we feel like access to voting is very important. That's a right every citizen have, and we should need to make sure that every right is protected. There were some voting, we actually got a legislation passed which expands some voter protection this past year. So again, we need to make sure that we get folks understand the importance of voting at an early age. Okay, I mean, you know, you do it in high school, colleges. We need to get those politicians out to those colleges, find out what's going on.
Ben Jealous, of course, 35 years old, and had particular priority to outreach to younger people to become members of the NAACP and to become politically active. What kind of activities are you doing on the local level to get younger folks involved?
Well, we just revitalized the youth chapter in Virginia. I mean, in University of Maryland. And we're working on Frostburg. We got some calls from the youth there, Morgan State University. So these are our future leaders. And one of the things that our chairperson has always put out there is that we're not going to skip this generation. And she's done everything. We just attended a Leadership 500. It was a lot of young folks there, a lot of networking, a lot of forums and those type of things. So that was really great as well. You know,
is it a challenge for you organizing 24 different local branches around the state, that the priorities of a branch in a Baltimore City or a Baltimore County might be very different than the priorities of folks in Allegheny County or Anne Arundel County even. What is the challenge there for bringing folks together?
Well, the challenge for the most part is keeping people in their lanes, okay? Again, each county has a jurisdiction, and they focus on that jurisdiction. The Maryland State Conference has its jurisdiction, and what we do is we try to do everything we can to support them. We have 24 different chairpersons, health, education, legal redress, and we find people that are capable of handling those jobs. I always say never call a plumber when you need an electrician. So I always try to get people who are passionate about what they're doing. We get many calls. I mean, calls all the time. People are calling for, some even for gas and electric problems. They have a problem with the gas electric. So we know we try to prioritize, but we keep those branch presidents with whatever resources and those type of things they need in order to do their job, and we let them do it.
Gerald Stansberry, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it, sir.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Gerald Stansberry is the president of the Maryland State Conference of the NAACP. We've got a link to more information about the Maryland State Conference and its 24 branches. Come to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up, a conversation with two Special Olympians who are headed to a national competition this weekend. Stay with us.